Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Yes, we are Big JD and...
I am Lippo. And you are?
Big JD.
Oh, that would make sense, yes. The other half of the team.
The other half of the team.
Your morning team here in Windsor, Detroit.
Let's both take one for the team.
I'm not taking anything.
Why not?
Because.
You're not a thief.
That's right. I'm not a thief. But I'll do anything for the team, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Part of the team here over at CJAM Radio. We are defining, or no, we're redefining.
Radio in Windsor and Detroit.
That's right.
I think we've defined radio in Windsor and Detroit, myself.
And that we do not like the definition.
What's that mean?
Mainstream radio is sucky.
Oh, yeah, of course.
If you were to define it, I would define it as one word, sucky.
Sucky. Is that with an I-E or an E-Y?
That's just a Y.
Okay.
Suck-E.
Just a Y.
Just a Y, yeah. Don't you agree? Or
Well, of course I agree.
Like, CJAM is such a gem in the city. It's amazing that more people don't listen to this station, actually, because it's so eclectic, such a wide and diverse range of programming on
Although it is funny that... I'm talking to a lot of people that they've, you know, listen to CJAM or, you know, or they might not listen to that station all the time, but they know the station. And when you tell them, oh, there's, you know, this and this on there. Wow. Yeah. I got to listen to that more. You know what I mean?
For sure. Absolutely.
And that's cool, man. It's a big, there's some huge diversity going on here and that's totally amazing.
And it's
totally amazing.
It's totally more diverse as well, I think.
Yeah.
Like you can find almost any kind of music that you want on the station at some point in time during the week.
Music and talk programming.
Yes, of course. So
I lean more towards the talk programming. And I find that it has sort of sucked for me for a while because of the fact that I'm not up on a lot of music like I used to be.
Oh, really? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And it's kind of weird for me when I don't know stuff about music. Because I always had, you know what I mean?
Of course.
And then I got so into talk radio once we started podcasting. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, never even listened to music as much after that, really.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it was all talk, or we've been recording talk shows like for the last 8 years or something.
Years.
It's been about that.
2005.
7 years?
2005.
How long is that? 7 years?
It'll be 7 years in October, yeah.
Well, that's a long time, man.
That's a very long time. Good chunk of my life, like, that's for sure.
Weekly, basically.
Yeah, sometimes two shows a week.
It's craziness.
It was craziness. But I find myself not leaning so much towards talk radio, but I dig the music, man.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Dateline Miami. A man was shot to death by Miami police. And another man is fighting for his life after his get along.
Oh, the guy was eating him.
He wasn't laughing, though.
No.
That's he's crazy. Fighting for his life after his face was half eaten off by a naked man. It's not so strange that a man is eating your face.
Yeah, if another man was eating my face, I wouldn't mind. But if he was naked, it's a little bit weird.
So the terror began around 2 p.m. in the middle of the day on Saturday. This is last Saturday, but it just hit the news last Monday. When gunshots were heard on an off-ramp of the MacArthur Causeway. According to police sources, a roadside assistant truck driver saw a naked man chewing on another man's face and shouted from his loudspeaker to back away. Another woman also saw the incident.
To back away.
And flagged down a police officer. The officer, who was not been identified yet, approached and seeing what was happening, ordered the naked man to back away, step aside, get off his face. When he continued the assault, the officer shot him. But the dude didn't stop eating him. He kept eating after he'd been shot. So obviously the officer kept shooting him. I don't know if that was the right thing to do. Like, couldn't you just tackle him, push him off? You just got to keep shooting.
He might have gotten bit too, the officer. You can't take a chance. You got to shoot.
That's not right. He's a police officer. He's trained in how to handle people. Well, hand-to-hand combat.
Well, I guess. But they have things happen to them, too. You know what I mean?
And the police chief said, or actually the head of the homicide unit said, there are other ways to injure people. Some people know martial arts, and they are very strong and can kill you with their hands. So he came right out and said it. Turns out the people think that the guy who was being eaten was a homeless man. He was just asleep there. But how weird does it get out there?
Obviously very weird. Well, you remember that whole, what was it now that was going on? And they were showing it all on TV, and that truck driving guy, there was the riots in LA, and they were throwing bricks at this trucker guy, and I think they pulled him out of his truck and were beating the heck out of him. Yeah. You remember that?
Yeah, that sounds familiar, yeah.
It was really crazy. Long-haired trucker guy.
Yep.
And it was, what was the riots all about there again? I can't even remember what all that was anymore now.
Probably a black man probably got shot, and
I can't remember Hispanic what it was guy maybe exactly, even? But
I don't remember either. But do you have a piece of news for us?
That was one of my pieces of news, actually, right there, but...
Well, we have our news, don't we? It's not my news, your news. My piece, your piece.
Yeah, but if you talked about it first, I can't talk about
it. No, of course not.
However, we can talk about the Windsor Clippers. Jeff Rive had 4 goals and 2 assists as the Windsor Clippers used a dominating second period to down the Orangeville Northmen 18-14 in OLA Junior B Lacrosse.
Oh, the Orangeville dudes are in lacrosse.
That's right.
Because you know who is also from Orangeville who won the national title? Mr. Mark Dana, of somebody that we know. He was on the Orangeville, what are they? The Northmen? The Norsemen? Or what are they called?
The Northmen.
The Northmen, yeah.
He was on that team?
Yeah, he was the Orangeville lacrosse team, and they went national. They won. That team was the winner of the lacrosse team, which, of course, you know that.
When was this?
When he was, 18 years old. Wow.
We didn't know that. Yeah. Learned something new every day. So what are we talking about on the show today?
Today is Home Remedy Day.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Sure is. Well, it can be fun once you remedy the situation, depending on what you're trying to do, depending on what kind of home remedy you're trying to apply, or there's a right word for that, but I'm not sure what it is. You got acne?
Yes, I do.
Well,
no, I don't.
Depending on how bad it is, if you ice the affected area for a little bit and then apply toothpaste and then let it sit overnight, it works well.
Brush your face.
Just don't eat your face.
Brush your faith. Brush your face and wash your teeth before you go to bed every night.
We all heard that before we went to bed. Get to bed, Jeffrey. Get upstairs right now. Wash your face and brush your teeth.
Sometimes you find, though, that for home remedies, a lot of the remedy is similar or the same. Like, you know, eat this or do things this way or get lots of sleep or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like a similar type thing. I think that when you do things naturally or homeopathetically.
Homeopathetically. Then, is that related to home remedy?
In some way, shape,
some
or
way
form.
It can be, yes.
Yeah, it's a similar thing that you need to do because those natural remedy, the natural things that you need to do to realign or readjust your body in some way are fairly similar, except for some of the things where you need a specific remedy, like a type of tea or
some John's kind
of
wort.
St. John's. I got one of those on my finger right now. St. John's wort.
Keep it away from me, please.
what else?
Catchy.
fever, bring down a fever, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of things that I find that are kind of similar.
So what would you do, for, let's say, for a fever? What would, what would be your home remedy for a fever? I know there's some crazy ones out there.
Well, this is a European home remedy, but I remember when I had a really, really bad fever, Lana put, I believe it was, she cut up potato, put it in a dish towel, and poured vinegar all over it, would wrap my feet in it, and it would bring all the fever out your feet, and the potatoes would turn black and everything, and the fever would go away. It was amazing.
Are you telling me the truth right now?
Absolutely.
The potatoes are black.
Yeah, yeah.
That's from the vinegar, probably.
I don't know, but it draws stuff out of your body and it turns them black.
Wow.
Yeah, and amazing fever, for a fever.
And your fever went away.
Oh, yeah.
The potatoes were sliced?
Yeah, they were cut into like wedges.
I love wedges, yeah, especially when they're black.
Yeah, you could cook them after. You could throw them in the oven when you're finished.
I got the fever for the flavor of some black vinegar
and
potatoes.
And they already have vinegar on the fries, so.
Add a little salt, you're all set to go.
But yeah, that was pretty amazing, actually.
That is amazing. How many potatoes are we talking? Enough to cover your feet, like, or?
I'm going to say, like, about, you know, maybe, eight, like, wedges of potato or something like that. Yeah, just enough to, you know.
To cover your feet.
To put on your feet with, in the dish towel thing, and then a sock over top, like a biggest sock you can get, you know what I mean? To kind of hold it on there tight and everything. And then, yeah, it just, they turn black in a matter of a little while.
What time period are we talking?
I know that I did it overnight, like at night, you know, when you're, I mean, you would have to do it during the day if you had a fever during the day, I guess, or sure, depending on when you had your fever. I think I had it at night or whatever, but I'm going to say it doesn't take that long. You know what I mean? Like, you should get a fever down fairly quickly. And I think it gets it down pretty quick.
Well, so, that's what you want, right? I mean, a fever, if it lasts too long, you can get brain damage, can't you? If it gets too high.
Yeah, a lot of things can happen to you when you have a fever. What about back pain? That's something that most people suffer from.
Do you?
Of course I do.
Do you?
Well, yeah. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
One of the reasons lower back pain is a lot more common than upper back pain is that there are several health problems that could cause the symptom. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I thought it was because people have weak stomach muscles and it correlates with the lower back.
Well, they say that conditions that have been known to trigger pain in the lower back include pregnancy, bladder infections, kidney problems, and even cancer. In addition to back pain, pregnancy generally causes nausea and vomiting.
Yes.
But we know that.
Yep. So what do we do for it?
Well, there are a number of things that you can do for back pain, and we'll go through some of these things, I guess. There's a diet for back pain. Diet plays an important role in everything. And that's
sure,
why
of course.
I say that, you know, that's one of the first things that, you know, you could, most people need to try when they have any kind of problem. Is that look at your diet, because sure, chances are your diet is bad, like most people's are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of your first line of defense.
But we want a home remedy. I want to eat the cheeseburger. What's the home remedy?
He wants the cheeseburger and eat it too.
That's right.
Remedies for back pain. Hot and cold therapy is one thing. And some of these things, like, you don't really realize that it's a home remedy, but that's probably one of the first things you do when you have a, you know, back pain or lower back pain is hot and cold, or you put something hot on, or some people will put something cold on, but
sure,
hot and cold therapy is hot to cold, hot to cold, hot to cold.
Yep.
Hot to cold, hot to cold, hot to cold. That's pretty neat. Try it.
Hot to cold, hot to cold, hot to cold.
Isn't it fun?
I don't know. I think it needs like a little salsa beat in the background.
Try it.
No.
Herbs. You can smoke some herbs and no. There are many herbs that have anti-inflammatory properties, which is what makes them effective for upper, lower, and middle back pain remedies. And some of the most widely recommended herbs include willow bark and devil's claw, which need to be taken orally.
That sounds yummy. Some willow bark.
What tree do you get that from?
Well, willow.
Massage therapy, of course.
Yes. It's not so much home remedy, though. We want the pennies
exercises.
On Yes.
Diet for back pain.
Stop with the diet.
Vitamin D. Calcium.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
So we're talking about home remedies on the show today.
Yes, and home remedy doesn't necessarily have to mean something that's going to fix you. It might be, you know, like taking gum off clothes or some other garden type stuff. You got bugs on your plants?
Just going out in the garden and working in the garden can de-stress you.
It can.
So what'd you say about what? Plants?
You got bugs on your plants? What you do
is... Oh, okay, right. Remedies, yeah.
Remedies, yeah. You go and get as many cigarette butts as you can. Go to like an arena or something and go outside and empty the butts into a...
Ask people for them when they're just about to finish their cigarette.
Have your cigarette butt, please. And you put those in one of those pressure pump things that you spray stuff with.
Okay.
The more you put in, the better. Fill it up with water. And you spray that on your plants. It's cigarette butt mixture.
Juice.
Yeah, whatever that is. And it'll...
Cigarette butt juice.
Okay, how about cleaning your barbecue? You know how to clean your barbecue? Really easy. You don't have to go out and buy a brush with little wires on it. Just all you gotta do is scrump up some aluminum foil.
Scrump.
It's like scrunch, but
like scrunch and what else?
Some people fold, some people scrunch when they get rid of their butt juice. Cigarette butt juice. Make sure I'm being clear there. Yeah, so you just scrunch up some aluminum foil and it'll clean your barbecue. Just rub the aluminum foil.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. It's very coarse when you scrunch that up.
Sure. And you can use it a couple times. You don't have to get rid of it after the first use.
I think one thing that's common for so many people are headaches, migraines.
And what is a good home remedy for a headache? I think there's so many different kinds of headaches, so it's not a one thing will do every single headache, I don't think.
You can diet for your headache.
And actually, that's funny you say that, because a lot of headaches are diet issues, blood sugar, diabetes.
There's water treatment.
Water treatment?
A helpful measure in the treatment of headaches are cleaning a cleansing enema with water, with a temperature at 37 degrees Celsius.
What?
A cold throat pack, frequent applications of towels wrung out from very hot water to the back of the neck.
Oh, I love that.
Cold compress at 4 degrees Celsius. Double that and add 32.
We've talked about taking a hot shower to
your double that and add 32 and you got 40 compresses on you.
Yes, you do. 8 and 4 and 4 is 8.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it. But yeah, hot water on your back of your neck. We've talked on this show about taking a hot shower to get rid of a headache.
Yeah. And it seems it's better down in the back of the neck than it is where the actual head hurts in the front. You know what I mean?
It's funny how that works.
And a friend of mine actually just recently told me that what's really good is putting hot, wrung out water towel on the eyes.
Hot? Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually. Because cold is the common home remedy.
Yeah, well, what this does is something to your blood vessels in the eyes. It would
expand them, obviously.
Expand them, and I guess that allows for better blood flow to help reduce the stress.
To put the headache into your eyeballs.
Yeah. Well, that's where it hurts a lot.
That's a sinus headache, usually.
And a hot foot bath, they say, beneficial treatment for chronic headaches. How does that work? I really don't know how or why, but... it should be continued for a few weeks. But then chronic headaches, man. I'd sure hate to have a headache for a few weeks.
Some people live like that, though.
That's horrible. That's really no way to live.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Are we going to be listening to some Black Crowes this morning?
Absolutely will not be listening to Black Crowes this morning. This is Career Soldiers from Loss of Words. We'll all be cured.
Yeah.
Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you have some tech for us this morning?
I did want to talk about something.
All right.
Do you think I could remember what it was?
I think it was,
it's nothing really. It was Planet X again. And it was the Yahoo thing, the browser, the iOS browser from Yahoo that allows some kind of type of syncing capability between your desktop browser and your other browser.
But then again, what
is the big deal with that? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I'm using it right here.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, it's called Access. Yahoo Access.
There you go.
Access.yahoo.com.
So what's the big deal? I mean, my browser, any of my bookmarks or anything, it all syncs with, you know what I mean? So what is it special that actually...
Well, it's funny you mentioned the syncing part of it. I know it did sync between all your devices because they make an app on your Android and your iPhone.
Right, but doesn't everything do that, really? They sync your bookmarks, so you have access to, you know, but is it not only your bookmarks, but I think it might
be
pages you've searches or visited.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
So that's kind of neat, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah.
And especially for us when we use multiple devices to do the shows and things like that. Sometimes, you know, if I'm looking for something on my iPad, then I have to use my iPad after because otherwise I have to go visit all the sites. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So that's kind of cool.
It's very cool. And it keeps it like in a cache. So, and you can actually, you know, you get little thumbnails of the web pages that you visited. So you can just scroll apart and like, you don't have to click through anything. You can just go right to that specific page. Like I was looking at Joe Bonamassa earlier and I was clicking around and I can just go right into that search. But also you can just click in the search field and
start typing
And it does exactly what the Google thing does. It'll just,
I wonder if that does that on the iPad. It's going to show you the visual so that you can quickly get to the pages, though.
That's a good question. I think it does because that's if you look at the demo on at access.yahoo.com, that's what they use to show you how the app works. Is because it's an app there on the on your iPad. It's not
right.
It's not part of the browser. Whereas if you have a Mac or a PC, it is a extension.
Wouldn't it be great to have a PC?
It would be great to have a PC if I was a masochistic son of a gun.
Speaking of son of a gun.
Yes.
No, speaking of Joe Bonamassa, Atlanta just went to see B.B. King in Detroit.
B.B. King!
Last week, I guess it was.
Mm-hmm.
Last Wednesday, I think.
Yeah, my brother saw him two weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And he said he was half the size. She said he was half the size.
What?
Slim.
Come on.
Yeah. I'm like, why? Is he sick? And she said, well, he seemed like he was in good health, man. He was great.
Well, if he's sick, he's only doing like 100 shows a year. As it is
he's
now.
Only 90.
Is he 90
and
right
doing
now?
365
is
days
he really
a year.
90?
Close. I'm going to say, I'm going to say probably. We saw him at his 87th birthday. So
oh, did you?
He's got to be over 90.
Okay.
I'm going to say.
And but he doesn't. No, he does like 100 shows a year now.
He does, I don't know, that's a lot. That's a few more than I do.
Yes, it's crazy because like just 10 years ago, it was 200. Like he's just slowly whittling away. And he's only up there for an hour tops. His
well,
band
it's a pretty
comes,
long time to jam, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And he's
sitting down.
Sitting down, of course, yes.
But still, I mean...
It's B.B. King.
It's B.B. King.
And his voice
doesn't matter
is,
what he does, how he does it.
Exactly. He's got the...
He's still got the power, and he's still got... He plays the same. His head's all there.
His head's all there, for sure.
He's great to, like, you know, listen to his stories and all that stuff.
Yeah, he's got a million of them. Same with kids. He's got a million of them.
Yeah.
All over the South, he's got a million kids. And that's why he started playing prisons, because he realized... There were some kids he had born that were actually in prison. So I figured if he started playing prison, he'd be able to find all his kids.
I didn't know that. That's not true.
That's
it?
Half true. Okay. There's half truths in there. you were mentioning, how do we get to B.B. King from Home
Oh,
Remedy?
Because you mentioned you were looking at Joe Bonamassa.
Oh, Joe Bonamassa, yes. And he was
awesome, by the way.
He is awesome. He was on Letterman. He was in the band.
Oh, really? Yeah.
One night last week, I think it was, yeah.
Very cool.
Very cool. Are we still in the home remedy mode, or are we in tech talk? Where are we at?
Well, we're just pretty much slid away from tech talk, I guess. But home remedies. You got another home remedy we can get in here before we pass out? You got anything for passing out?
Passing out. Cold ice cubes.
No, is it?
No.
Cold compress is good for a lot of things, though.
Yes, it is.
You know, well, the headache and probably a toothache. A
lot of aches. I put cold on my... I got plantar fasciitis. And... It helps.
Quit playing around the garden.
Quit planting. My name's Le Plant.
Quit eating peanuts.
Exactly.
Planters.
And I also have a skin tag. Huge skin tag on my...
I'm going to see that, I guess. Oh, well, everybody's got those.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's
what
a skin tag.
What's that? Like a thing that sticks out, like one of these?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a third nipple now on me. It's pretty big.
And it's milking.
You know what you can do for that? Meg from Newcastle in Australia writes,
What do you mean do for it? Why would you do anything for that?
To get rid of it.
You can't get rid of those.
Yeah. Well, usually you can go to the doctor and he'll get liquid nitrogen and he puts it on you and it'll stings for a second, gives you that.
You're not supposed to take those off.
Because why?
These kind of things? I guess some of them, I guess you can, yeah.
I suppose. I don't know, that's more like a skin.
It's a mole.
Yeah, mole, that's the word.
Wasn't that a mole?
Guacamole.
Isn't that thing a mole?
No, it's a skin tag. It's
my God, what is that thing? Oh my God.
I've used Luigi's iodine on neck skin tags. It's gone entirely in 4 applications, so you can use iodine supposedly to get rid of skin tags. So I'm going to try that. I'm going to put some iodine on there. It's hard to find
iodine. I'm going to bathe nowadays. In iodine, see what happens.
Bathe in iodine, you're going to be different colors what you're going to be.
I'll be red. Iodine's red.
Yes,
you know where they get iodine? I'll tell you right here on the show.
All right, tell me.
You heard it here first. They get iodine is the things they, the liquid in the thermometers.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
That's mercury, by the way.
And no, it's silver. Earth, man. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about where we were. You're way out there, man. You're way out there.
On Mars, not mercury. It's too hot on mercury.
Well, this comes from Groucho Marx.
Tell us what quip that Groucho Marx had pertaining to home remedies or remedies in general.
Yeah. Politics is the art of looking for trouble, finding it, misdiagnosing it, and then misapplying the wrong remedies.
Yeah, that's exactly what politics is.
Wow. That's got me as confused as the politicians I see on TV.
Yeah, politicians are...
Groucho was a pretty smart guy too, wasn't he?
I think he was an intelligent person. He did the talk show thing. Obviously, you have to have your wits about you.
You got to be pretty intelligent to do a talk show.
It wasn't a talk show.
Especially a morning show.
It was a game show.
I know. Life something. What was it called? With the chicken that popped down? This is your life.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
no. I think so. This is your life. That's when they would bring out somebody famous and they'd say, hey, this is this person from your life and this is this person from your life. And then they'd bring that person out. And
you're right. It was You Bet Your Life.
You Bet Your Life. That's what it was. Yes. They had the secret word of the day or whatever it was.
And that's when the chicken would come down.
If the person actually said the word, the chicken would come down.
The chicken came down at first, too, to show everybody, I think.
That's
remember?
Right. Yep.
And then the chicken would come down again if you won. And they were in a booth or something. And
the chicken would come down. Whoever thought of that idea? Let's have a chicken with a word on it and let's bring him down on a string.
Who does think that? It's got to be Groucho.
Groucho.
And he certainly made us laugh. And, well... Rest in peace, Groucho.
R.I.P., buddy.
What? Okay, we gotta go.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
See you next week.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.